And really, that's the biggest message I try to get through in all of my works, is that climbing is really, you know, I in my books, I have this climbing performance pie, which is, there's three pieces to it. And one third is technical, and one third is physical, and one third is mental. And really, to excel at climbing and to realize your potential, you need to work equally on all three of those areas. Unfortunately, the tendency in climbing, when we fail on routes, we're pumped, you know, our forearms are screaming, and you know, we're exhausted, and you tend to, at least the initial conclusion of a novice is that I need to be stronger, I need to be more fit, and that leads them down this path of training physically is the answer to climbing harder. In reality, physically training is one third of the answer to climbing harder. You need to work on the technical aspects, and then you cannot overlook the mental aspects, because we all know they're there. But of course, mental training is, you know, it's not tangible. It's hard to put your fingers on. You can't measure it the way you can pull-ups or
right.
footwork. You know, so it tends to be also overlooked and maybe the last thing that climbers tap into. So climbers that are really progressing to the highest levels, really it's the mental areas where the final breakthrough is to be had. That being said, every climber is different, you know, and that therefore there's not one program that's going to work for all climbers, you know, and again, that makes it tough for a book author, because you can't give a single program that's going to work for everybody. You know, I need to lay out there kind of a broad picture and hopefully allow people to assess themselves and determine their strengths and weaknesses. That's something this new book does, Learning to Climb Indoors, and also Training for Climbing and How to Climb 512. They all have self-assessments that help you, hopefully in a more objective way, identify your strengths and weaknesses, because obviously working on your weak areas, whatever they may be, are, you know, that is the course to improving your abilities short term. And then, of course, your weaknesses become a moving target, because as you improve one weak area, it becomes stronger and something else becomes a weakness.
Right.
So that's really the trick as a climber long term. You know, I've been climbing 29 years and my weaknesses have evolved over the years. I mean, right now my weakness is probably not getting on real rock enough.
Right.
You know, because I'm married with kids and have several jobs that I'm juggling, and I get out climbing when I can, as much as I can. And, you know, you need to keep getting outdoors and getting on rock, you know. So for me as a 42-year-old climber, I need to get on rock more often. I think that's what I need to keep me climbing up to my potential at this age. For a younger climber who's getting out 4 days a week, you know, climbing more is not the answer. Take a rest day and
or
be,
two.
And be more introspective into what other areas might be holding you back, because it's not, you know, that you need to climb more. It's, there's maybe some other, you know, areas that are
right.
beyond the scope of us trying to suss out here, because again, every climber is different, but it's a rich subject, very interesting subject. And as simple as climbing performance seems, you know, because climbing is a pretty simple thing, I guess, most basically, it's very intuitive, but climbing performance is a very complex thing. And it is difficult for an individual to suss out. I'm huge on encouraging people to work with coaches, you know, that one-on-one interaction. And there are a number of, you know, good coaches around the country, in certainly in the big cities like Denver and Portland and mm-hmm. Los Angeles and, you know, Vegas and those areas that have big climbing communities and good gyms. There's coaches to work with. If you're in more of a smaller area or maybe in an East Coast city where those coaches are harder to come by, you know, that's a tougher thing, but you know, certainly that interaction between a you know, somebody that can, you know, really objectively evaluate your climbing and your performance, getting that feedback is the best way to go. Otherwise, you have to try to self-coach, and that's what, of course, many climbers do. And in that case, you have to gather data about yourself. You have to gather information by reading books and such,
and applying it,
and hopefully figure out how to piece it all together, although it's a very complex puzzle.
It totally is.